They were very careful in checking out my friends and my network of people and my family. And I have a very broad base, and my friends have been incredible. And the network is very mixed, and living in a city. So I think we're able to fill in some gaps there.
I think both for Roger adopting a sibling group of three older children and for Pamela adopting a mixed heritage child, you know, they have, whatever their kind of age or their marital status, you know, have adopted a child who would really struggle to find a family. Yeah. And I think that's what's really important, that unless you have a really diverse range of people in every sense of the word, then you're not going to find families for the children who really need them.
There were lots of concerns, and I think there were these kind of questions if behavioural things had to do with him being an adopted child, or is this what a three-year-old does?
Yeah.
And actually, most of the time, in fact, in his case, it was what a three-year-old did. And it was just, it was a big learning curve for me, not knowing that age group, but having very close friends who came by the day after he arrived with their son the same age, and they're still best friends. He's kind of excelled in everything. So it broke all the myths, and I wasn't expecting that. So I'm constantly surprised and challenged, and he's somebody who woke up the first morning like, it's good morning, what are we going to do? And it's just the best thing I've ever done.
I mean, I think all people who want to adopt, they have to have determination, they have to have resilience, they have to have it for themselves, and they will have to have it for their children. But I think, you know, huge numbers of people have determination and resilience and show it in all kinds of ways. And I think it's really important that people don't rule themselves out. You know, lots and lots of people who don't think about it now could do and have loads to offer.
From the point of view of being a special sort of person, when we went through the adoption process and the three of them arrived on the front doorstep, half my friends said, gosh, that's wonderful, you must be very special people. And half my friends said, you must be completely loopy. So it's somewhere in between, really. No, we wanted a family. In some ways, it was a selfish act on our part. We wanted a family, and here was a family. And we made the best of it, and now the oldest one's 21, and it's still going strong.
I just didn't want to underestimate the support of Quorum throughout this, because it's not an easy process.
No.
But
and they
all
keep
the
in
way
touch.
Through, yeah. Keeping in touch, and instead of it being difficult courses and everything, they were really wonderful, really pleasant, and the observations, instead of somebody coming and watching you, you know, there's this myth that you don't want them to be there. I couldn't have enough.
Great, okay.